Colin Malloy of the Decemberists, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
It is WMFO Medford, like the guy said on the recording. 9 a.m., almost 9:01 a.m. It's Mike on the mic. Morning with Mark Hurwitz.
Good morning, everybody. Oh. What is that hissing noise?
It's probably the air conditioner in the back.
No, there's another hissing.
I know, I've said that before, but they deny it. Let me introduce the other gentleman that's here.
Oh, sure, okay.
Yeah, I'm staring across the table at somebody I haven't seen in 30 years. Mike Maloney.
And I'm back.
Yes. Yes. It's a sort of homecoming, as they say.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And look who walked in.
Yeah, Mike Stewart walked in.
How you doing, Mike?
He's doing good. I woke him up really early this morning.
Really?
Yeah, phone call.
You guys had a wild and crazy lunch yesterday, huh?
Was it wild and crazy, Mike?
For me, it was.
Okay, good.
I was awake.
Well, that's a start, anyways.
Yeah. All right, so we're expecting a few other people here. If you saw the post on Facebook, it's kind of a Suffolk University WSFR reunion a little bit. And we expect Sue Deshi, who means nothing to any of you out there, to come in. And
maybe to your California listeners.
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yep.
Just moved back to the area. Excited to see her. And I may have a couple of cameos. Maybe Dave Grady. Maybe Vin Magazzini. Maybe Bob Carney. They may call in.
Bob Carney. That'd be great.
Yeah, it would be.
I think other people from Suffolk should call in, too.
Like who?
Oh, if Doreen is listening.
Oh, my God.
Of course, Lisa should call in, but
yeah.
We'll see.
Call in. Lisa having her voice on the radio doesn't work.
Why, because she was on the air for 4 years?
Yeah, but she won't come up and be on the air.
Who else do we... there were a few other people we're missing. Cheryl Mealy was there.
Yeah.
Remember Cheryl?
Mark Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. Was my brother ever on?
No, I don't think so.
No. But he was a journalism person.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
As opposed to a radio person?
Yeah.
Maybe Dr. Deb might call in.
Oh, that would be terrific. That would be great.
What do you guys reach out on Facebook to some of them and tell them to call? I set up four incoming phone lines. So if we had four people at once, we could do the math. It works.
I can't do math.
I can't do it.
It's too early.
I always say I can't do air math.
No.
How long are you here today, Mark? Just 45 minutes or so?
No, actually, I'm here till about 10:30.
That's great.
It's kind of a weird situation where my, and I sound really... The whole system seems a little weird today. I'm hearing hissing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a snake.
I hope it's not a snake. Garden variety.
I'll be here till 10:30. I lead hikes for the Appalachian Mountain Club. My friend Mike is leading one today in the Blue Hills. It's like a 7 or 8 mile hike in 90-degree weather. So I am cutting in about the halfway point of the hike because if people need to leave because they're suffering...
Because it's hot out?
Heat stroke.
Yeah.
I'm giving them an out. So I'm parking about a third of the way up, actually.
Okay.
So I'm leaving at 10:30.
Okay. All right. So before we lead off today's first set, Mike Stewart, hello.
How we doing?
Good.
I got lots of local music for your brand new spanking music.
I'm sure you do. I'm excited.
Spanking.
All right. That's Mike Stewart, WMFO Zone. All right. Let me start the first set with some new noise. I've never heard of these folks, but as you know, that doesn't matter at all. This is a band called Lee Baines and the Glory Fires. Yeah, I know. But it's a really good tune. It's new noise from these guys. It's called Whitewash here at WMFO.
I'm
taking it all the right way. Never know turning back. Never need no, never no turning back. Flying that's this place. Come on inside and say, flying that's the sweet place. Never be known to fail. Never be known, never be known to fail.
days you stand there all alone. Oh, I cannot explain what's going down. I can see you standing next to me. In and out, somewhere else right now. You sigh, look away. I can see it clear as day. Close your eyes, so afraid. Hide behind that baby face. Do, 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 do. You can drive all night looking for the answers in the pouring rain. You wanna find peace of mind looking for the answer. Funny how it seems like yesterday as I slipped away. No time at all. I followed you into the hall. Cigarette, daydream. You were only 17. So sweet with the mean streak. Nearly brought me to my knees. Answers in the pouring rain. Wanna find peace of mind.
I am the one who knocks, knocks, knocks.
Hello!
Sit by my window and look outside. Wonder why the sun don't shine on me. What's wrong with you? Child,
WMFO, Medford 920. Oh, I'm going to do it again. It's 7 seconds left, so I'm saying 923. I'm just going ahead in time. I'm just not going to let that
stop. It's better to go back in time, like we are today.
Yeah.
Excellent segue.
Oh, yeah.
It was. He's a master.
I'm on fire. Yeah. That song, oh my God, that song, I played that song so many times when we were at WSFR.
WSFR, Suffolk Free Radio.
Oh, boy.
But at least, not what this is. This is WMFO.
Oh, yeah. But it's, you know, it's a reunion of sorts.
Yeah.
And I don't even know where WSFR is located anymore. Do we know what building it's in?
Yeah, it's in a closet.
Where?
They just stream it now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Really? There's nobody live there?
Oh, no. That's too bad.
All right, let me say hi to all you guys for people who just joined. Mark Hurwitz, hello.
Hello.
Mike Maloney.
Hello.
And yet another Mike Stewart.
Hello.
Yeah, we're all here. We're expecting maybe a few other people, but this is good for now. So I'm Mike on the mic, and I'll be here till 11 a.m. when something about the women comes in. But until then, let me tell you what I played in that last set, and then we'll do it all over again with more stuff. And Mike Stewart, you brought a bunch of local CDs in that we're going to do a 5-song set of.
Yes, in lots a little of while. Local. Those local girls.
Well, that was a setup for you. I did that. I'm a giver. I did that for you.
I feel so given.
Started off that last set with New Noise from Lee Baines III and Glory Fires. The record is Youth Detention. That was Whitewash, kind of a poppy goodness one there. David Bowie from 1975's Young Americans. That was Right. Why are you laughing? What did I do?
That is so funny.
Did I do something?
You can explain it.
Yeah. What? No, we thought it was another song. I go, well, that really sounds like Bowie, Young Americans style.
Yeah.
Well. And I agreed. I thought it was somebody. I hadn't heard that song. I thought it was a new artist that was trying to sound like Bowie. Saying.
That's really funny.
That's a total deep track.
Next was Kasabian, my favorite Armenian band. I have no idea.
They're from England.
All right. You're in Love with a Psycho, kind of a new one from them. Cage the Elephant from a couple years ago, the Melophobia CD. It's dedicated to our president's wife, I guess.
Crickets.
Cigarette Daydreams. I love that track. And finished up with Graham Parker and The Rumor from Squeezing Out Sparks a long time ago. Local Girls.
You know who loves that band?
I do.
Mr. Vinny. Oh,
yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Many people love Graham Parker.
A lot of the younger crowd don't know who he is, and he was the ultimate pub rock guy. You know, him and Costello, and who else? Maybe, well, Nick Lowe.
Yeah.
Rockpile.
Mm-hmm. Dave Grady,
yeah. Yeah,
Edmonds.
Dave Edmonds. Rockpile was, what an album that was.
Yep.
Should probably sneak one of those songs in today.
We can do that.
Yeah.
We can do that. So we got a new 5-song set coming up. We only have 2 of the 5, so why don't we fill them in with some of those?
We could play a Rockpile song.
I could do that.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else to say before we start with the new noise?
No, I think we're done here.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, these kids want to hear the music.
They do. Yeah.
I don't think there's any kids here. All the kids are gone. It's summertime.
Yeah. Talk about crickets. I mean, there's no one out here.
Nobody's here at Tufts during the summer.
Yeah.
Nope, just us.
Just us old people.
All right.
And the AC.
And the AC.
And the hissing of the snakes.
And the hissing. Snakes, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad that was... Never mind.
Be the acid, Mark.
It's got to be. I was going to say. I'm actually going to be seeing
acid
some...
Acid reflux, I mean.
I'm heading into Rattlesnake Country in about an hour and a half, actually, so there'll be more hissing coming up.
That's fantastic.
The Blue Hills, yep.
Do you have an antidote, just in case?
I do. I do. It's actually my backpack.
There you go.
Yeah.
How does that work, exactly?
Well, if a snake bites you in the arm, it's a suction cup, and it, you know, takes all the poison
out. Oh, so it really does...
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you were serious, because you're never serious.
No, this time I am, because I used to hike a lot in Montana and the Canadian Rockies and California, Southern California. There's so many snakes, it's unbelievable.
Hmm. So not all of them are politicians.
Only a couple, 2 or 3, as they say in Boston.
Very good. You know, you won the thread this morning with your comment.
What did I say?
The first one you said.
What, Farm Aid?
Farm Aid.
Oh, yeah. Hilarious. It's like Farm Aid, yeah.
It is.
Yeah, without Merle Haggard and Ricky Lee Jones.
Yeah. But or John Mellencamp.
Yeah.
But there was no animals at Farm Aid.
No, there weren't.
Yeah.
Although John Mellencamp, I was going to say something. He might be listening. I doubt it. But
I'm sure he is. Yeah. All right, new noise. This is a request for you, Mr. Hurwitz. Brand new from Arcade Fire, right?
Yes.
Everything Now. You want to say anything, or should I just push the button here?
It's funny. I love the old Arcade Fire, and then the last couple albums didn't really do it for me. And this came out, and I almost felt like I didn't want to be listening to this song, and then I got totally hooked. It's just this incredibly addictive roller disco Euro dance song. It's a lot like ABBA, and I'm a huge ABBA fan, so...
You do know that people can hear you when you say that.
I'm not afraid to admit it.
I think we'll have to find the cam and have him dance as he usually does.
All right. All right, brand new Arcade Fire. It's called Everything Now, WMFO.
Everything now, every song that I've ever heard. again. Can't make it back again from everything now.
wanted you, thin fingernails. And when you bend backwards, I wanted you, I needed you.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Seven-minute trial dances all night long, playing cards and a rock and roll. The rest must be long, seems like I'm wasting my time. Wish I was home again, sipping my wine. Cause I'm gone, gone, gone. I don't care. It's where I'm from. I'm on the road again.
WMFO, Medford. 9:48 on the dot. I finally did it. Just when the clock turned, I'm so happy. I'm so pleased.
Not anymore.
Yeah, but when I did it, it was like right on zero.
He's so fulfilled.
I am. It did it for me.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So your day is complete.
Well, no, it's still early, but that's it's true. Getting there. It's
it is.
Better.
Yeah.
Yep, and I'm Mike. I'm on the mic this morning along with Mark Hurwitz. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Michael Maloney.
I'm still here.
He's still here. And Michael Stewart.
I'll put my professional DJ voice on now.
Ooh, can I get
school broadcasting? Like when you talk.
That's right.
Okay.
Wow.
To all the cats and kitties, we're going to be spinning some cool wax.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Started off that last set with something new, a Mark request. It's Arcade Fire, Everything Now, like ABBA Redux.
Eurodance. It is so Eurodance. I mean, they've always had that kind of Euro feel to them.
Yeah,
they're from
but
Montreal and... You ever, you've been to Montreal, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, we went to Montreal.
We went to Montreal.
All those years ago.
Well, you ever been since you became old?
Chez Paris, you mean?
No. Because, you know, you go to the clubs in Montreal, and all you hear is Euro music.
And you're drinking Dos Equis.
No.
Well, don't you wish the Arcade Fire went back to the suburbs, CD?
Oh, yeah. I don't think they will. But this isn't bad. This album's pretty good. But I agree. They were incredible.
Yeah. I got to listen to that again when I listen back to this.
It's not for everybody.
No, Jack White covered Stevie Wonder, You Are the Sunshine of My Life. I like that. I don't know. You guys like that?
I do.
I like anything by Jack White.
I'm with you on that.
I mean, Jack White and Mr. Auerbach from the Black Keys, who we'll talk about in a second, they're two of the biggest ones out there as far as guitars and rock and roll in general. But that I like that. That's a good song.
Yeah, I like it. I think he did a great job. Then the next two were kind of like power pop, which is My Home. Marshall Crenshaw first, Marianne. And The Decemberists, Make You Better. And I love those two. And Traffic, that's a request for you, Mark.
And speaking of the Black Keys.
Yeah, from the Low Spark of High Old Boys, that was Rock and Roll Stew. I always thought it was called Gone, Gone, Gone until I realized it wasn't.
Right, no. I think, I always love the whole, you look at the threads, the influences, bands from the 60s and 70s and who's influenced by them today. And when the Black Keys first came out, everyone was saying, oh, they're just like the White Stripes. Two people in the band, they're doing this crazy kind of bluesy guitar-driven rock. And now the Black Keys are a little more slick. And a lot of their music, they have that kind of rollicking, bluesy sound that Traffic had and some of the other bands back then had. And if you close your eyes and listen to that Rock and Roll Stew, you can really hear Black Keys there.
Yep. And vice versa.
Oh,
sort of.
For sure.
Yeah.
I should have said that. It's early.
Nine.
It's actually not so early anymore. I guess it's just me.
It's just you.
Yeah.
Is there a snake around your foot?
I think there is. There will be in about an hour when I'm hiking in the Blue Hills.
Right, cool.
Yeah.
I hear them now.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
9:51 in the morning. It's WMFO. Mike Stewart, hello.
Good morning.
I almost said good evening.
It's holy mackerel.
Well, it's not Sunday night.
Your show is in the evening, so I understand your confusion.
This bright thing during the day, I don't understand that.
Yeah, just hit the light switch.
Yeah.
So you're here. You've been part of the local scene for so long. Brigands was the band you were with for the longest.
Yeah, 30-plus years, Yeah. And
we should play some Brigands. Remind me.
At some point.
I love the Brigands.
To give when I was a little kid, I had a bedroom on the third floor of my parents' house, which I ended up buying from my parents.
I know that house.
And I would look off into the northwest, and there was these two radio antennas right on the Malden Medford line.
Yeah.
And I thought magic was transmitted from there.
Yeah.
And as a kid, I would look in the back of radios and television, see the tubes. So I said, I have to be part of that somehow. But when I, obviously went through a lot of the different things that people went through when they're going through their musical, Elvis was Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog was my first song I remember. But as a kid, I used to sing You Ain't Nothing But a Hot Dog because I love hot dogs. And then, obviously the Ventures and the Beatles and the British Invasion. And then
you've ruined that song for me now.
Yes.
That's great.
So, it goes on to all the Guitar Heroes, Clapton, Hendrix, all Beck, all those people.
Yeah.
And then obviously the New Wave and... And then basically, I got involved playing music and, getting old and coughing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on WMFO 5+, and I have to thank a few people for getting my feet wet back into it. Doug Mascot from WMWM, who has passed on, he helped me get my feet in the business here. And obviously, the Saturday afternoon DJ, Brian.
Brian.
Have to give a tip. He invited me on his show. And from there, it's kind of exploded. Then, the people up at WM again, Aaron and Josh and Bob up there. And a multitude of shows here, like Mike on the Mic or Rising. And I'm doing Boston Women Rock for several years now. So it's really, really gone on.
Yep. So you're really keeping track of what's going on in this incredible Boston scene. So you've got a bunch of local tracks you want to play.
Yes, we do. This first one just won the Rock and Roll Rumble.
Carissa Johnson.
I booked her a week ago at the Tavern in the World. She, I hate to use this term, kind of our little Joan Jett.
Ah.
She's not insulted by that. I asked her about that.
Okay.
But very talented, great. We have great music here. You don't have to go to commercial radio. It's right here in Boston.
Okay, so this first track is Carissa Johnson. Title track from her new CD?
Yes.
Only Roses.
Yes, that is correct.
Well, let's go. It's WMFO.
Keeping it with me, and yes, I'm strong, but equally. trust in